You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We have Danny from the Mentalist Collective here to have a chat about their new track, Erere, which is out wherever you find your music. Good morning to you, Danny. How are we doing?
I'm good. Morena.
You're chilling like a villain?
Yeah, often in the morning.
How are you keeping with all the cold weather?
We are getting colder and colder, and it's the acceptance period. It's the, this is what it's going to be, and I get up and dress up really, really, really warm.
That's good. Yeah. But did you have a denial period and a grief period and a bargaining period, you know, the 12 stages of grief?
Yes, because you get used to the, like, warmer weather, and you're like, Dunedin's great. Like, what are people complaining
about? Why would I ever leave here?
Right? And then you're like, oh, I see why people have take holidays in winter.
Oh, I would rather be in the Bahamas in winter and Dunedin in the summer.
Yes.
I read that you're a vocal coach.
Oh, yes, I am, yes.
Yeah. What's the best way to maintain your vocal cords if you fry them?
If you fry them?
Yeah, reason. It could be from smoking, it could be from singing too loud.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, people often try and get their, like, husky voice by drinking whiskey or smoking, but you can actually do that without those things. But sure. If you do fry your voice, it's looking after yourself, right? It's, like, the same with any kind of body part. You just have to look after yourself, drink water, eat honey, eat good food, exercise, breathe.
True.
We don't breathe properly. Like, all of us are just so high stressed, we're chest breathing all the time. Diaphragmatic breathing is where it's at.
So how do you do that?
You gotta, I can show you.
Please do, please do.
And then we can follow along. If you get your ribs and you go just below your ribs on the side, and you do like a ha ha sound. Yeah, did you feel it go out? I could see it go out.
Okay.
There's like, your obliques are engaged.
My obliques?
Obliques. Yeah, and then cool. You just try and breathe into that.
My nose is blocked right now, so I can't, unfortunately, but that is cool. This seems like so many cool, like, little, breath signs.
Yeah, we can do that all the time, you'll lower, like, your anxiety levels. So if we just diaphragmatically breathe a lot, we'll be able to manage the stress we face a lot better. But, you know, we don't because we're stressed.
Mean. And how do you, like, this is just a side question, but how do you try and dig into your deeper range in a way that might not, I don't know, how do you do that?
Get into, like, those low notes?
Oh, yeah, I can only get as low as I can go.
Yeah, yeah. We have a habit of, like, pushing that vocal box down, like, but we don't do that. And honestly, singing in, like, your comfortable range widens your range over time. So it's just singing where you're comfortable and getting good at that, like the technique, the breathing, or your body, all that set up perfectly, and then, you know, perfectly for a human body, and then your range starts getting bigger on either side.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll start doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw on Bandcamp that you all do the themes for Big Hairy News.
Oh, Brendan wrote the theme for that, yeah.
All right, yeah. How do they know them? I love Big Hairy News.
Nice. I don't know much about it. I knew that he wrote a jingle, and I was like, okay. And then he got the jingle, and now it's on there. So that's pretty awesome.
Me? Yeah. Because those two
I think there was, like, a little, like, thing you had to, like, a few people did it and, like, entered a competition.
Oh, right.
His one was chosen.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
We all heard it, like, a few times after that. He's very happy, very happy.
Oh, I'm so happy for that. They're Dunedin-based folks over at Big Hero News BHN.
Yeah.
They're great coverage.
Yeah.
Very analytical. Very analytical. Anyway, let's get talking about this new Waiata Erere. It's written by you with support from Lorraine Johnson and Hana
Mereraiha.
There you go, Mereraiha. How did they help you put this together?
Well, I wrote it in English to start with. It was like a kind of a different vibe. It was just about being lost mentally. And then Lorraine is my tutor, so I was like, let's try something new. I'm going to try and translate this. And I did it quite poorly. And then we sat down and went through, like, line to line or word to word and talked about intention and, like, what do we want to say? And then we made the bare bones of the song. Mm. And then, you know, brought it to the band and they did all the music. But mostly. So it really started with Lorraine and I sitting in my dining room and her fixing up some of my really poor translation.
That's a hard language to translate, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I really learned a lot about translating because there's so many words for one word, and then you can translate it from English into Te Reo Māori and then back again and it's different. It's just so fascinating, depending on, like, your intent and what you want to say.
Mm.
It was a fascinating process. I'm really grateful for Lorraine.
And what was Hana Mereraiha's input?
So when we got Te Māngai Pāho
shut up.
Funding, we had to have a language consultant and they connected us to Hana. So She helped me with my pronunciation to make sure that that was good for in studio and recording, and changed a few words in the song to make it flow better. She just had that kind of like Waiata lens. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good to be able to work with a professional in that space.
Yeah, it was nice.
You know that. My phone timer went off for some reason. Tamangai Paho is they sort of do an NZ on air funding thing,
yes,
right? But it's for like Māori art.
Yes,
was that because I assume you've applied for NZ on air funding before?
No,
no. Oh, true.
I know.
True.
I know.
Oh, I was going to say, what's the contrast? Grateful. What's the differences between them?
But. Yeah, no. So it was NZ on air like teamed up with Tamangai Paho, and honestly, like it was surprising to me. I kind of like finished the song and then. Was browsing Instagram and saw that had come up, and I was like, oh well, I may as well apply, right? We meet the criteria, so I'll apply. And then it was like cramming in a demo and getting it sent off, so I didn't expect much of it. But I'm always like keeping track of those like criteria for trying to get funding, and we are always like just not there, but we were for that, so that, yeah, worked out.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Massive ups to Te Māngai Paho.
Yeah.
I used to work at the Ministry of Māori Development.
Oh, nice.
I wish I was in that department because it would have been so much fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Compared to other office duties. yeah. The song itself is an ode to reconnecting with your whakapapa.
Yes.
How has that looked like for you, and what does it feel like to be more in tune with that?
Yeah, well, it's such a journey. So, like, when I wrote the song originally, it was very much like lost, like not knowing where to go. I've met many people and some are lovely and encouraging and some are not very encouraging, and so it was really much a space of like, where am I meant to go? Like, yeah. People have so many opinions, like,
a bit suspended,
where am I meant to go? Yeah, suspended, not understanding. And then because of that and because of like the, like, I don't know, darkness of the song, I wanted to contrast that with like how what I have done. Because I wrote the song a while back, so what I have done to try and connect, and so the video is very much like me with my whānau and connecting to our whenua, which, like, you know, my mom and nana and sisters hadn't really experienced a lot of that before, so it was really a trip away to like just connect and have it filmed. It was very, very personal.
Yeah,
very,
that's
vulnerable.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It was a very, very sweet video. It was so authentic. You could tell, like, people were ignoring the cameras completely.
Yeah, it was, it's interesting that, you know, that is actors to other people, but to me, that's, like, literally my family. Literally moments of our life. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, totally.
Fascinating.
So, when did the disconnection from your whakapapa start? Was it before you were a kid? Was it,
yes.
Was it discouraged when you found out you were Māori?
Yeah, so my great-grandma, she, like, for example, in her funeral recently, she said she wants no te reo Māori. So she kind of, like, cut ties with that for her own trauma. She grew up when it was, like, she was beaten in school for speaking what she did at home.
Yeah.
So it was very complicated for her, and she took that to her grave. So the generations following kind of had the same thing. I've got cousins who are really into te reo Māori and, like, are stunningly beautiful and like display that of such pride and are involved so heavily, and then my lineage very much had a really negative connotation with being Māori and decided to
kind of close themselves off.
And there was a positivity to me being white in our family, so it was very complex when I learned. Like, I just heard this word, waitaha, and I had no idea what that was, and I was like, I don't really understand. And it wasn't really, like, there was little bits, like I started to learn te reo and stuff, and then when I went to Polytech a couple of years back, I learned so much more, things I wish I'd learned in high school, you know, and it made me feel much more connected. And while we were in class, I signed up to Mai Marae.
Nice.
Just a little side quest while we were in class.
Is that over in Otago?
I'm in Wahao, so we actually did that in the video. That's where we were at, like, kind of like Waimate, Morven area.
Wow.
Yeah.
I do want to ask, the video is gorgeous. It does follow you and your family having a cook-up, then going for a lovely walk in the bush, and then eventually, oh, shit, you're playing in the bush with the band.
Yeah.
Whereabouts is that area?
Yeah, so we stayed in Kurau. And we went off into the forest around there. It was very much showing my my family, their whenua, we went to our river, Wahal River, which I'd never seen before. I'd driven over so many times because I'm from Christchurch originally, so when I came here to study originally, I was driving back like every fortnight. So I drove over that river just so many times, not knowing it was a place of belonging.
Wow.
And so we went there and made that a place of belonging. We like put our ponamu into the river, which was really sweet because my son has his kaitahu ponamu that they gift him when he was born. Oh. And so we got to like put that in the river. It was really special. And like I didn't imagine those things being filmed. They were just kind of like side quests I wanted to do with my family. And then when I saw them, I was like, oh, okay, like this is super vulnerable, but like it says something. I don't know. I think we can put it in there. Like it was just so, yeah, vulnerable to show that. But yeah, so all in that area. And then for the forest scene at the end, we were in Chinkwood Park.
Oh, yo. I went there the other day for the first time.
Oh, wow. It's
great.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
The sun was beaming through it the perfect way. Like the greens in there. Oh, it was wonderful. But
it's super vibrant.
Must have been really weird for everyone else around not knowing what was going on. Because there was just music playing and like it was chaotic.
And speaking of the music itself, you were recording at Te Korokoro o Te Tui.
Yes.
With Hugh Harlow.
Yes.
Massive ups to the Korokoro.
Yes.
They're the best.
It was great. Like, it was so good being able to walk in the morning, like, this is what we're going to get done. And it was long days, but it was, so rewarding. 3 days in there, just getting it done, being creative, being like, what if we do this? But we definitely got too into it at times. Like, what if the harmony was like this? Or what if we changed this chord to this? And it's like, okay, step back.
Yeah.
3 days is a lot.
You gotta lock in.
Yeah. But it was really good. I'm so grateful that we got to do that. And Hugh had some amazing inputs, just creatively. It was a real creative space. So it was lovely.
Yeah, dope.
Yeah.
Do you have any more stuff to come in this year? Is there anything in May, New Zealand Music Month, you might be dropping?
I have no idea when dates are. I just had a baby, so I'm like out of...
True.
So music is your top priority right now. Yeah.
The new album.
I like band practicing and I'm like just breastfeeding. so I don't know. But we definitely are recording. We've got some things coming out this year. Quite a few songs already in the mix period, so there'll be more things, yeah.
Dope.
For sure.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to see what else there is. Thank you so much for coming on the program. We'll be sure to plug the gig in a second. Is there anything else you want to leave our listeners with?
No, I mean, try and stay warm. Really just try and stay warm. If you listen to it, I'm just super grateful for everyone who listens to that song. It's such a personal thing. And if you listen to it and like it and you tell me that, that's even better. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I think everyone should reconnect with their history, their genealogy, their ancestry.
It's a vulnerable process.
It's great.
Be kind to yourself.
Yeah, it's cool to know where you come
anyway.
From.
Yeah,
you know?
It's uncomfortable. Mm. It really is. But like, you know.
Yeah, I have a great uncle on one side of my family who was in a... I'm not going to talk about it on air, but I'll talk about it off air. But yeah, family history. Very, very weird. Anyway, the Mentalist Collective are playing at Moons tomorrow.
Yes.
Before their Erere single release show with Foison and Scott Campbell. It starts at 7 p.m. and you can find tickets from Under the Radar. Thank you so much, Danny.
Thank you.
Really appreciate that. All right, that was Danny Urquhart from the Mentalist Collective talking about their new track, Erere. We're going to play it for you very shortly. We will also be talking to another guest very shortly at 10. We've got Dr. Michael Dorbs coming on to talk about the New Zealand shoe company Allbirds, who have randomly pivoted to AI. Don't ask me how it happened. We'll be talking all about that at 10. Here is the Mentalist Collective with E Rere. You are listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.